power base really will be in New York.
And meanwhile, there's tremendous joy and jubilation, as you would say, Marcus, among many in the United States about Barack Obama's win, and particularly in the African-American community. Let's just take a quick listen to Tom Joyner, the very popular African-American radio show host.
Happy Barack Obama Day.
Yes.
It's wonderful to be an American.
It is a great day for America.
Yes. That's yes. right. A great day for America.
Yes.
Great day
yes.
for our country.
Yes.
And Marcus, you've written about that today in the New York Times, a tremendous sense of elation among many and a surprising elation.
That's right. What was really striking in our reporting for the story that we have on the front page of today's paper was the not just the amount of joy that's out there in among African Americans, but the level of the joy. It's kind of this euphoria that actually any African American, I think, under the age of 45 really has never seen before as an American. I think you can't overstate the amazing feeling that's out there right now and feel goodwill toward our nation and toward our fellow, fellow white Americans. I think African Americans were surprised that many white Democrats looked beyond skin color, as African Americans told us, because they didn't think that was really the America we lived in. And I think they woke up on Wednesday morning with a very different feeling, a very different pride in our country.
Why do you say under 45? Because African Americans over 45 have certainly never seen an African American, very credible nominee for the president of the United States.
You're absolutely right. Historically, we've never done anything like this. But I think there have been other moments of euphoria, you know, of great pride that older African Americans can point to, memories of Reverend King, et cetera. Whereas there's nothing anywhere similar to this.
I think it really sums up one quote that you have in your article, a man saying, "I have new goals for my little girl. She can't give me any excuses now because she's black." So there is this sense from your reporting that anything is possible.
That's right. And I think that's what really changed with the Obama victory. And I think that's what, for many African Americans, something they did not believe was possible for.
And not just here in the United States, but we were watching World Have Your Say, which is a BBC radio show, and they were gathering reaction from around the world. Take a quick listen to part of their show.
People on the streets of Brixton and Tottenham and Birmingham are talking politics, and that is one of the greatest legacies, I think. If he can carry that on, it would be a great thing.
He can carry Brixton. I love that.
Brixton is a primarily black
part of the
suburb
London.
Of London, part of London, yeah. I should say, not suburb.
You talked sort of about a generational split when you mentioned the age 45. I'm wondering, do you think it's significant that Barack Obama doesn't really come from the traditional sort of civil rights era legacy crowd in the African-American community in the same way that, say, a Jesse Jackson does?
You know, I think no question, John. I think absolutely. In one sense, I think that's part of his appeal to beyond the African-American community, to white and other voters, is that he's not seen as this traditional kind of civil rights era politician about whom lots of folks don't feel completely positive, even in the Democratic Party. But by the same token, I think we've seen this over and over again amongst young African Americans, there has been a disillusion meant with traditional black leaders. They have felt very distant from organizations like the NAACP, who've tried to make themselves relevant still for younger blacks. But there's been, I think, a generational gap there.
But that's also a point of contention, though, this whole notion about whether or not Barack Obama is really black, about whether or not he does really represent African Americans. There is tremendous support, but there's also been ongoing dialogue. Marcus Mayberry from the New York Times and Andrea Bernstein, we're going to ask both of you to stick around so we can continue this conversation.
Well, he is black, though, right?
It depends on who you ask.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.